Withers, the boss you can place. This is the quickest and safest way to kill them.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
Welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Withers were added to the game about a year ago. It's an interesting mob because not only is it another boss in the game, but you can spawn this boss anywhere. Now, just because you choose where to spawn it does not mean that the Wither is any more easy to kill. Some people have even said that it is harder to kill than the Ender Dragon. The biggest issue is that the Wither breaks way more blocks with their exploding projectile heads, and they can be brought into any dimension, which is kind of a neat concept for this boss. So, I have a great tip for you, which is easy and fast and safe on how to kill this boss. So, we have gone into the Nether here. Here's my little Nether portal. And I have created a space for us to pull this off. This does need to be done in the Nether. This is the only place where you can find bedrock above you. See this bedrock that I'm walking towards? If you go all the way to the top of the Nether, you have bedrock just like you do at the bottom of your normal overworld game. The items that you will need to complete this build are one piston and one lever, and then not shown here, a whole bunch of time and a whole bunch of pickaxes. I'm going to be completely honest with you. We mined out this whole area looking for the specific pattern in these bedrocks, and I even did it on another server to see if I could find them quicker. This keeps going back here. I just ended up placing a few bedrock. But it is possible. We have done this on the mc.twit.tv server, which is Twit's official server. What you're looking for is three bedrock in a row. Now, this can have bedrock placed sort of like this, but you will need at least three exposed bedrock in a row, and then also all of these extra pieces, because the Wither, as you will see in just a bit, will fit up in there, and that will keep you safe. The other thing that you need is underneath this middle block here, there needs to be air above it. And I know just because I broke the block, but if you are looking, digging through, you will need to make sure that there is air above this center block. After that, gather up your tools. You'll need soul sand and, of course, some wither skeleton skulls to pull this off. And I'm going to use a sword that I have added sharpness and fire aspect to on. And then, of course, like I said earlier, a piston and a lever. What you're going to do is place the piston in the ground, just like this. And then put the lever in front of it, just like this. It could actually be anywhere, but I like how symmetrical it is right here. Now you are going to build your wither right on top of this piston. If you didn't know, you make a T-shape, and then you put three skeleton skulls. Yeah, right there is not where you place it. You put it on top here. One, two, and when I place this third one, we will get a wither created, and he will all start to spawn in and be created. And so we have to act fast. What we're going to do is place down this skull and then extend this piston to push him upwards. And we'll do that now. Extend the piston. And now you can see he's kind of in this weird limbo mode. He's sort of in blocks, he's sort of not in blocks. You can see he's rezzing in with his health bar going up across the way. And when he explodes, you know that he is fully spawned in. But no matter which way we move, we are fully protected. That's what that 3x3 block area of bedrock is protecting us from. He's able to go through this middle block into the airspace and stay there. Now, I can hit him a whole bunch of times, and this is by far the fastest and safest way to kill a wither. I have extra supplies with me so I could do this over and over and over again. And what do you get when you kill a wither? Well, a wonderful wither star. I saw it jump right here. Now, what do you use a wither star for? Well, creating those wonderful beacons, which are able to give you effects without a duration. As long as you're next to the beacon, you will always get that effect. Really, really useful, as well as levels, which are really good always, so that you can enchant your gear. So I hope that you enjoyed this quick Minecraft tip. If you would like more, make sure that you subscribe at twit.tv/omgcraft. If you have a tip that you would like to send our way, feature your suggestion on the show, mail me at mail@omgcraft.com. Thank you so much for watching this episode. We will see you next time. Bye!